Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In 3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okul and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes. Welcome back to another week of the Sweat 7. We're going to be kicking things off with a lower body workout today. So 40 seconds on each exercise, 20 seconds rest in between. The first four are single leg moves. So we're going to do split squats on the left with the left foot forward, then split squats on the right with the right foot forward. Single leg glute bridge on the left leg and then single leg glute bridge on the right leg before we move into your hollow body hold. Then onto your feet for some lateral jumps before we finish with some flutter kicks. So some single side stability and strength work, some core work, and a bit of jumping around. We do it all in 10 seconds time.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, in 3, 2, 1.
Go. So into your split squats. Left foot forward, right foot back, chest up nice and tall as we sink down towards the ground and then drive back up through both feet, keeping both feet exactly where they are, sinking down towards the ground and then driving back up. And what you should be feeling is that the back of that front leg is really doing the work, so into the glutes, into the hamstrings. Of course, your back leg will be working as well as you lower yourself down and drive back up. But it is really in that front leg where we're working for 10 more seconds. Last 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Good. So we're going to do that exact same move, but on the other side. So just switch the legs over, right foot forward, left foot back as we sink into that split squat. As always, if you want to check your form, just check out the videos on Instagram. On Twitter, we go in 5 seconds, in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So split squat on the right side. This time, so right foot forward, left foot back, or if you started on the right side, whichever leg you didn't start on, that's the side we're doing now. And as always, there are ways to check your form for each of these exercises, just to check that you're getting them right. But we're just switching on through those legs now, really working into the glutes today, into the back of the legs. You'll feel this, of course, in your quads as well, in the front of those thighs. 10 more seconds as we sink down and drive up. Good, keeping that chest up sore. We've got 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Good, really nice work. Bring it down to the mat. So we come back to that first side. So if you started on the left leg, the left foot is on the floor. We extend the right leg out and we push up through that left foot as we lift the hips off the ground. Single leg glute bridge in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So pushing up through that left foot, lifting the hips, keeping them nice and level, holding for a second or so at the top, and then lowering with control back down to the ground. 40 seconds here on the single leg glute bridge. Good, nice work. You are halfway. So if we're doing this exercise right, we don't need any extra weights, any extra dumbbells. We should be feeling the work through controlling that single leg lift and lower. You got 10 more seconds. Good, last 5, 3, 2, 1. Great work. Take 20 seconds there on the mat before we switch sides. and then we'll bend the right leg, right foot flat on the floor as we lift up through that right side, keeping the hips nice and level through this glute bridge. We go in 5 seconds time. 3, 2, 1. Go. Good. Off we go, lifting the hips and then lowering down with control. Good. Keep moving through it. Make sure the head and shoulders stay on the mat. You can press the palms down into the mat. If that helps you keep that control, keep that stability through the hips, through the core, through the glutes, as we drive up for another 15 seconds. Good, you have got 10 more seconds. Final 5, 3, 2, 1. Great work. 4 moves down and 3 to go. We're going to give the legs a bit of a rest and move into your hollow body hold. So lower back stays on the mat, head and shoulders off the ground, reaching the fingertips forward. And we're lifting the legs up off the mat. They can be bent at tabletop or we can extend the legs out in 3, 2, 1. Go. So the harder version of this is legs nice and straight and keeping those legs nice and close to the ground. However, we don't sacrifice form, so we want to keep that lower back on the ground. If that means that we're lifting those legs higher or we're bending the knees, keeping them at tabletop, that is fine. You are halfway through. Keep breathing. You've got another 15 seconds in this hollow body if you can. Last 10. Hold for 5, 3, 2, 1. Great work. All right, 2 exercises to go. So let's ramp things up a little bit. Bring it up onto your feet. We're going to come to your lateral jump. So jumping from one side of the mat to the other, up and over if you've not got a mat. Whatever space you're in, we're just leaping from one side to the other, taking off on both feet. 3, 2, 1. Go. So we take off on both feet, we land on both feet. Sounds simple, but when we get tired, we start to maybe take off on that inside foot. So both feet take off and land at the same time, and try as soon as you land on the ground to jump up and over to the other. Imagine the ground is a trampoline, although it's probably feeling like the least bouncy thing in the world right now. 15 seconds, keep breathing, keep moving through it. For 10. Good, well done. You've got just 5 seconds here. 3, 2, 1. Great work. We're going to finish this with some flutter kicks. So working the legs, but also really working the core. We're coming back to your hollow body hold position. And we're just going to cross the legs over. So taking them out nice and wide, then crossing one leg on top, then out nice and wide, crossing the other leg on top in 3, 2, 1. Go. We flutter those legs, so taking them out wide, crossing them, taking them out wide, crossing them, keeping your feet off the floor for this full 40 seconds. So this is a real test of endurance and core strength, this last one. Don't grit your teeth, get through it. You've only got 20 seconds and then you have made it to the end of yet another Sweat 7. Keep doing it, keep moving through it. Give me just 10 more seconds. Well done, you've got another 5 seconds. Keep it up for 3, 2, 1. Good, well done. Take a second on the mat. Close your eyes down. If you can, maybe bring a hand to your chest and just feel that breath just start to slow down. Come down to something like normal and move yourself slowly into whatever the next part of your day holds. and know that you have completed another 7-minute workout. Well done. Great work. I will see you back here in a couple of days for more Sweat 7.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Okel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.